Okay, last time we dealt with the Avaya on the Hayam of Days. And we went into the Tosfos in terms of what's considered to be the Malacha of Kovel, what's the Sarach Gufa, three, Rabbi Natan, etc. So let's continue a little bit in the Gemara. Gemara then takes the two sides. Im Kinsil Amar Dam Nifkid Pakid, namely that there is no Malacha of Kovel, but there still could be a Malacha of Binyan, with Dam Hutzarech Vishari, since there is no Malacha of Kovel, O Dilma the Pesach Hutzarech Vasar, Mitzad the Malacha of Binyan. Im Timsi Lomar Vedam Hutzarech, Pesach Amelacha Asi, Halacha Krabi Shimon Davar Shem Miskavein Mutar, O Halacha Krabi Yehuda Davar Shem Miskavein Asur. And the Gemara continues one more step. Intim Silom Alon Krabi Yehuda Mekalkel Huwaitzel Pesach, O Misakin Huwaitzel Pesach. So let's see what over here sort of goes against the grain of what we know in Hilchos Shabbos. The first stage is pretty clear, that if we're talking about the Pesach Hutzarech Osir, fine, the Dam Hutzarech, on the surface would appear to be Mutter, and then we move over into the world of Davar Sheino Miskaven, that if the person is interested in Dam, the Chora, the Pesach, comes along with the Dam, Pesach HaMeila Ka'asi. So here we move into the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Davar Sheino Miskaven is Mutar or Asa. So here, Rashi asks the obvious question, three lines from the end of the short lines, the Yintamar Psik Reisha V'Layamasu. The relationship between the Dam and the Pesach, the Chor, is a cause and effect. The moment that we're going to have Dam, we're going to have a Pesach. And so, why in the world should this be Mutar according to Rabbi Shimon? So Rashi says, don't worry, HaPrachinam Leil Kaman. That the Gemara in the Avavim Abayis is going to ask this question, U'meshaninan yesh shebikiyin bahatoya. Ve'ein dam yotzei, va'af ein pesach nisach. Hilkach la'af sikresh lo yamasu. And Rashi brings in at this point the Gemara on the Avavim Abayis. One of the Avavim Abayis is talking about the question of Kriyat Shema and Tirda, and brings in the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. And over there, one says, Man Chachamim, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amar Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, Yom Adol Shem Eskavim Mutar, Amar Yabaye, Hamod Rabbi Shimon, Sikresha Vlo Yomus, Hamod Ay Loka Lalo Bavli, Yim Shein Bikim Bahatoya, Eliyesh Bikim Bahatoya. Yim Kein Torei, the Rama, that's the context of the Sugya, Lashin Avaki, etc. So Rashi brings in that Sugya over here. That Sugya will answer that, that'll break the Sikresha. Tosus over here was also bothered, asked the same question, and gives a different answer. Tosus over here says, L'dam hutzarech v'shari, v'yimtomar hapsik reisha hu'vigin ha-pesach, v'tzarech lomar d'yochol lahotzi hadam, b'lo asiyas pesach. This is not Rashi. Right? Rashi spoke about the option of hatoya. In the option of hatoya, there is neither dam nor a pesach. Yesh b'kiyim b'hatoya, ein dam yotzei, v'af ein pesach niftach. Tosus is saying over here, no, we can have hotzas dam, but without the siyas pesach. What over here is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosus? How do you understand? I mean, Tosus clearly saw Rashi in front of his eyes, and the doctor gave a different teretz. But simply push it, just chatting Rashi and Tosis over here. What, according to Rashi, why is there no psik reisha over here? Because the sugya and the above in the days that there are situations where there is no dam and there is no pesach. Tosis says over here, no. We're talking over here, yachal lahotzi dam, but below asiyas pesach. Nothing to do with the sugya and the above in the days. We're not talking over here about hatoya. Yes? Wow, that's, you're jumping two stages, I'll agree with you, but let's take it step by step. What pushed Tosfos to ignore Rashi?
Because I'm Let's see how it's not coming in.
Even stronger than that. I mean, what is the dam hutzarech? Namely, over here, we're dealing with a person who is boil bedafka that there should be dam. The dam hutzarech. So, if a person is boil bedafka because he wants to see dam, either according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shavu Yisrach of Pamacheres, or according to the Rik, the Mochiyach, the Shiv, the Mesuva. One or the other, he wants to see dam. What are you bringing in the Sugi of Hataya where there's neither dam, where there is neither dam, nor is there a Pesach? So let's go back to Rashi. So why didn't Rashi bring in the Sugi over there on the above days? I over here, we're dealing with an Ukimta of Ladam Husarach. So here we're going to move to what Isaiah said. Let's take it step by step. What do you see from Rashi? In Achinami, this person's interested in Dan. But what do we see from the Sugi above in the days? That even if a person's interested in Dan, the Cholzal, what can happen? What? No. In terms of what do we see in the Sugi of Hataya? That it's not a secret ratio. Why? Namely, we see the Rambam said that we don't always have over here a situation where a person's ratzon is mitkayen, and that already is enough to bring about a lack of secret ratio. That according to Rashi says that there are those individuals who are matka. Once you have that option of hataya, let's look at Rashi over in the above the days. Rashi says, "Rov biki imhein, hilkach stama, rapsik resha v'lo yamasu." That because we have a situation where many people, even a rov, are bikiyim, therefore stama. In other words, we're dealing with a person we don't know him to be a baki. Rapsik resha v'lo yamasu. I mean, the moment that we have this option of hataya, even a person who is not intending to do hataya will not necessarily bring about either dam or a pesach. That the fact that this exists, that we have this possibility, that already means that we have no sikresha. Tosos doesn't learn like Rashi. Tosos would understand, and we'll see this later on in Tosos on the Avraham days, that when a person has kavana to be mata, then he can bring about a situation where there'll be no dam and no pesach. But without the kavana to be mata, then we'll assume that there would be dam and there would be a pesach. Not like Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that the moment we have an option of hataya, then stama raps the creation of a yamasur. That's, you don't have to learn the Gemara that way. What the Gemara is saying is that rov bikiyim hein, and for the bikiyim, you'll have a situation where there'll be neither dam nor a pesach. But for those who are not bikiyim, pashas that there will, because there's a black and white over there, no? Perush, ain't of secretion. Rovaki and hang the kochad vachad misafkin and lay berov. Vakulan mutarim. Namely, in order that, why? Because we're assuming that each one of them is really baki bahataya. Were we to have a person that we would raise, that this individual would never hear of this concept of hataya. So when it tells us over there, we would have a psik ratio that there would be dam and there would be a pesach. Dafka in situations where you have rovaki and bahataya, that raises it. And we have over here machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos as to what happens in a matzav of stam. What happens in a situation where we have someone who has no concept necessarily of hataya? According to Rashi, once the concept of hataya exists, so there's no longer a cause and effect, there's no longer a cause that bia will bring about dam and pesach. Well, according to Tosfos, no. In other words, according to Tosfos, only when a person is miskaving to be matzav, that will bring about, there you can have a case where there would be bia without dam and pesach, or a person has no kavana, then barra that there would be dam. What over here is machlokas? Now we come to what Azariah said. Machlokas with Metzias. No, Azariah, so what, how do you understand the machlokas? According to Rashi.
According to Rashi, if you don't have integration, then you can't but if there is both, you know, Pesach and Rodah,
But what brings about this option of being no Pesach and no Dam? The fact that exists, that Bikim exists in the world. The fact that you have Bikim exists in the world, that's what breaks the Psik Resha. That's what the Ritva over here learns in Rashi. The Ritva, now it's Sugya. The Ritva says, he quotes, Kiksha Rashi, Hopsik Resha Velo Yamasu. Uparach haparchin and leila kamnu mishana yesh bekiim b'hatayah ve'ein dam yosef ein pesach nistachim dam. If there ain't mashma haloshon has ed the dayan myri the bekiim b'hatayah. Not that we're bringing that bekiim b'hatayah into our sugya. Im kain ain't kan davar shena miskavik leka lememer pesach and leila kaasi. The behetach we're dealing with the bekiim, so there's not necessarily any dam or any pesach. Elahachi kama kevan the yesh bekiim b'hatayah. Since this concept exists in the world, and in those situations, ain bo dam, ain bo pesach, afilu kishi is dam in kach, ain zepsik reisha v'lo yomas. That means that when there is dam and there is a pesach, it didn't have to be. Dekol she'evshar shelo ye'ase isur, afilu v'tzad rochok, lochashi psik reisha v'lo yomas. Psik reisha means you have a certainty. Lachom psik reisha mochiachen, you have a certainty. What, the head can be cut off and the animal won't die? However, if it's not a certainty, if there is a possibility of the head being cut off and the animal is not dying, that already breaks the psik reisha. Since we do have a sugya on the above and the days where there are the ki and ba'atayi in the world, that means that over here there's no psik reisha between the bia on one hand and the dam and the pesach on the other hand. Ma'ashen king tosos. Tosos didn't want to learn that way. Tosos felt that without a specific ratzon for hataya, there will be dam. So if there will be dam, won't there also be a pesach? So he says no. That yitzachen, there will have situations where there will be dam and not a pesach. Not every dam will bring about pesach. In other words, you can have a situation where a baal will be boel and there will be dam. Still won't be a pesach. If boel again, there will be dam. Still won't be a pesach. Woman can get pregnant, still there won't be a pesach. I mean, the fact that there'll be that there'll be dam doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a pesach. And therefore, we don't have a psik resha of a pesach. Why did Tosfos not learn like Rashi? After all, Rashi got around this very elegantly. The moment there are bekiyim in the world, that removes the psik resha. Kaner Kohen Tosfos says not enough. It's not enough that there be an outside possibility that by chance there'll be no dam and no pesach. That there has to be something which is more mukashi. So this takes us back to what we learned, those who were learning Gilgul Shabbos. This is what we call the concept of Karov Lipsik Resha. Karov Lipsik Resha, so we saw that there's a machlokas we've shown him and Achronim how to deal with Karov Lipsik Resha. Yitzachen, that over here is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. At least that's the way the Ritva seems to say. That according to Rashi, the moment that we have Afilu Abdetzad HaRachok, there's not a certainty, there's not over here a linkage between a cause and effect. Usually it will be that way, even 85% of the time, even 90% of the time. But since there are those who are Baki Ba'ataya, that means that even a person who's not Baki, sometimes he'll just hit a position which will be parallel to that of Hatoa, and there'll be no Gam, and there'll be no Pesa. According to us, if a person's not Baki in Hatoya, well, Yitzachin, there won't be Gam. Barad is going to be dam. But what? Sometimes you're going to have a situation where there'll be dam, and there won't be a Pesach. So we wanted to learn it at the time, that if you hold that Karav Lipsik Resha is Dabar Shenom Iskavit, if you hold like Rashi, then that would fit in very nicely with Reb Chaim's approach of Dabar Shenom Iskavit, that we have a Chisaron of Yediyah. The moment that there's a possibility, there won't be a cause and effect. So there's no Yediyah, you don't know necessarily it's going to happen. Masha'enkin, if we were in the more classic way that we're being mavir kavana from one act to the other, or we're considering the ancillary act as being part of the maisa, so lechora, the moment that we have a rogue, the moment that you have a super rogue, the moment that's carved lipstick ratio, we would allow for those halachos already to go through. Perhaps. In any case, be aware that it's clear we have over here a machlokas. The question is exactly what's behind the machlokas. Yes?
So I understand, ultimately, is it a question of Matthias, but according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, someone might stumble upon this method, according to Tosfos, it's impossible.
We try not to go in that way. So we're saying, one could say it's not possible to see us. Or he could say, even according to Tosfos, the fact that someone will stumble upon it, that's not enough to make it a davar shenom iskavik. That's what we're assuming. The fact that stumbling could exist, that doesn't turn into davar shenom iskavik. According to Rashi, it does. And then we learn it as a conceptual machlokas rather than a machlokas in mitzvahs. Yes?
said that we can have a certain time of Pesach, so it still depends on what we do at Pesach. There's no way you're going to do that at all. A lot of people pass a contributing and the Pesach of going to tomorrow, including whatever you do on a Pesach of going down and coming to tomorrow. But it's not like in the way it's going to come out of a source, it has to be an opening. But this opening,
this opening is not defined halachically as a Pesach. Right, now it's that a Pesach has to have dinim b'malchus machsheves, it has to have a certain degree of tvius, it has to have a certain mashu, a certain form. Yitachen that the dam will come out either without a shear of a Pesach or without the tvius of the Pesach. It'll be two arai, whatever conditions you require for a Pesach, they don't necessarily happen even if there's dam. Yes.
This mice will always be utility. Since they exist, the same mice will never be considered too good.
That's what Rashi says.
Or is it that since people are able to do it, maybe this person will also do it?
Well, I'm assuming that one's because of the other. Namely, because these people know how to do it. So let's say the Rubik's Cube, right? So there are those people that know the patent of how to, within 40 seconds, how to turn this back into all black, all red, etc., etc. Itachen, you'll give this cube to a five-year-old, and he'll go like this and go like this, and I'll put it together. Because after all, it's built in that it could be done. So that already, the moment that there is a formula, that means that there's not a psik ratio that it's never going to, that someone who doesn't know the formula isn't going to be able to do it.
Even if this person is 100% not going to be a taya, since it's possible to do a maisu without having that, that's not.
The moment that it's possible without having that, that's not called a psik ratio. Okay, but kol she efsha, this reading again from the Ritzvah, kol she efsha shelo ye yaseh isur, afilu b'tzad rachok, Sik Resha means that, you know, that we are taking a situation which has a certain chisaron in the world of Yudea, and saying that it's kiyu we have Yudea. We're only going to say that kiyu we have Yudea when we have a certainty, not when we have two options. This is not a certainty any longer. It's almost a certainty. Okay, in any case, one could run that way. Yeah?
So, there doesn't have to be, like, according to Rashi, even if it's not a robe, as long as it exists, if there's a possibility, so you don't need a robe that are Bucky. And according to Tosos, everyone has to be a Bucky about Taya, otherwise we don't assume that you will know how to do it.
That we'll get to when we get to the Sugi on the government days. Why? I mean, after all, the Gemara does speak about Rov Bikiyim. So, why, according to Rashi, need Rov Bikiyim? Shouldn't it be enough if one person in the world is a Bucky? That's a good question. In other words, why does Rashi require the Rov Bikiyim? But the Gemara says Rov Bikiyim. So, I have to understand, according to Rashi, why do you need Rov Bikiyim? Yes. Yes. That's his ratzon. That's what he wants. That's what the person wants. But according to Rashi, even though that's what he wants, it may not turn out that way.
Okay. But is that he's telling us, in other words, we can say, what if this is sort of like saying that he would have to say this in person, but in
the process has two parts. Process, firstly, wants to know why it's not a psik ratio, and second, he wants to understand why Lodam Hutzara. So the second part of Tosfos, why Lodam Hutzara, we discussed last time. That's relevant to the question of Malacha, Tzvichu L'Gufa, Malacha, Shein Tzvichu L'Gufa, how that turns into Gufa. We're just concerned with the first few words of Tosfos, where he asks the same question as Rashi, but gives a different answer, and doesn't relate at all to the Sugya and the Avavim Nagdais. Okay. Then the second point is that the Gemara brings in the last stage of the Gemara, Im Sin Tzilam Alchak Rav Yehuda, and that kind of would bring us to a level of Heter. And that would remain a level of Iser. Namely, that we only bring in Mekalkel as being a factor of Matir within the din of Rav Yehuda of Darashen HaMiskaven. Masha'en came previously, when we said LePesach Hu Miskaven V'Aser, we didn't bring in over there V'Imtim Silomar Mekalkel Hu Eitzel Pesach. That it appears over here that somehow we're only going to get to a heter of Mekalkel if we link in Mekalkel with Rav Yehuda, rather than bringing in Mekalkel immediately on the din of Pesach, Hu Tzarech V'Aser. Even the Lechorah, the question is why? What's the Mekalkel over here? What does Rashi explain? What is the Kilkul? Now Rashi says, "V'yesh lishal al Pesach ze im tikun hu etzla o kilku hu etzla." Shabbesula chashuva min habuuba. So ma'inaf kimina, what he's, you know, it's, let's say this person is mechaving for a petach. If we're defining this petach as being a kilkul, so why doesn't the Gemara say that up above? V'im tinti lomar lepesach utzarech yiman mekalkul hu etzal pesach. Who asked this question? Tosas asked it. Who else asked the question? Rashi doesn't ask the question. Or it's Rashi previously said, "Oh, Gimel Pesach Niskaveh, Hariyu Kavinyan Va'asah." And then later on, Rashi's following along with the Gemara. When it moves over into the Malachah to Rav Yehuda, then Rashi brings in Yeshlish Al Pesach Zem Tikun Hu Etzla O Kilku Hu Etzla. That's the Girsa of the Gemara, according to Rashi, that on Rav Yehuda, that's where it's relevant. So Tosfos asks the question. The Rashba and the Shita also ask the question. Now, what's Tosfos' answer? What's Tosfos' direction? How does he deal with this question? Yeah?
That Ban Kalkil and this Asik.
We don't bring in this Asik at all. This is the previous Tosfos. Tin Intin Tzilamar, Halachik Rav Yehuda, Ban Kalkil, who makes a Pesach to Shara. But what's the starting off point? Where is he starting from? Perush, the Rabbi Yehuda Islay the Mekalkel the Chavura Patur, Afalgav the Patur Aval Asur, Hacha Mutal Chatzil Mishem Diika Tarkei Mekalkel the Chavura Bedavar Shena Miskavei. In other words, what is Tosfos assuming when we say that Mekalkel is a lack of Malachas Machsheves, where does that bring us to? Benisa Durabana. Right, so according to Tosfos, the first line of the Gemara is as follows. Im Tinsi Lomar, if you hold that Odilma Lepesach Utsarech Va'asur, that even if it would be Makalkel, even if Pesach would be Makalkel, it would still be Asur, it would still be Asur Durabanan, even Makalkel is still Asur Durabanan. However, the moment we go down to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda holds Davar Shena Miskaveh is Asur on Shabbos. On what plane? Dilraisa Drabanan. Drabanan, right? So he pointed out that even if Rav Yehuda holds B'chol HaTorah Kula Davar Shena Miskaveh is Chayav, but B'chol Da on Shabbos, we still have a din of Malachas Machsheves. So Rav Yehuda says that Davar Shena Miskaveh is Asur on Shabbos Drabanan. So here, says Tosfos, we understand. Here you have one Drabanan of Davar Sheino Miskaveh, another Drabanan of Miskalkil, that will be Tartei Mekalkil B'chabur of Darshan Miskaveh, that'll bring you to a Heter. And then Tosfos says, just a minute, not every time that we have two Isurim do we have a Heter. He brings the case of Greira, he brings the case of Kiruv, and so Tosfos has to begin playing Cheshbonos. He begins playing as though he's studying quantitative analysis, and you have the scale, and if the scale moves a little this way, it'll be mutter, you go to this outside. So on this side of the scale, we'll put a mitzvah, and this side of the scale, we'll put a little tikkun, and you know, in that way, we'll play the scale until we get to an Isur Heter. That's the direction of Tosfos. And with Tosfos is saying, we're dealing over here on the level of Drabanan. Sometimes we get to a point where Rabbanan, Ed Heterim, and he soon drabanan a drabanan and then a drabanan and another drabanan and sort of mix and we'll get to a heter. And sometimes they say b'chol zeh that it's usser, and so we have to see over here it's mutter, over here it's usser. That's one direction to take, but it's not a very neat direction. It's very, very messy. As Tosfos gets involved in all the pirtei pratim of bringing in, well, over here may have a little more, a little tikkun, a big kilkul, a small kilkul. Very, very messy Tosfos. What alternative do we have to the messy Tosfos? What alternative do we have to the messy Tosfos? Let me read to you the language of the Rashi. Rashi over here on the Hay and with Beis says, "I lepesach hu tzarech va'asir kloma. I lepesach hu tzarech v'kula yama asir." Afiu kishitim salomar de mekalkel hu etzol pesach mikom makom lav mekalkel gomer hu avol yesh lo tikun ktsas hu tzarech lo u metaken hu etzol bia vekevan shi yesh lo tikun ktsas venazes machshavto chayav v'rinyan shavas molechas machshavas osra torah. But if a person is mechaving to the Pesach, even though the Pesach is a kilkul, this bu'ula is less chashuva than a besula. B'chol zav is going to be chaya, not asur drabanan. Whereas we're not dealing over here with one isur drabanan, two isur drabanan, v'chulei v'chulei. That on the level of Pesach, on the first stage of the Gemara, the fact that it's a kilkul is l'malah v'lomorim. Mashen, can we move over to Rav Yehuda? There, the kilkul will give us a heter. And we're dealing two extremes. When we have the kilkul by Pesach, who wrote that when he wants the Pesach, then we say it's going to be chayav. And when he doesn't want the Pesach, but just going to be meila, then if it's with the kilkul, it'll be mutter. What's going on over here in the Rashba? So those who learned Yerodea last year, know that we had a siman in Yerodea, in Hilchos Shchita, siman Yud. Siman Yud in Hilchos Shchita dealt with a person who has a sakin of Avodah Zarah. Let's assume a person has a kosher sakin of Avodah Zarah, and he was never traced up. It's a kosher sakin of Avodah Zarah. And he wants to know, can I use this sakin of Avodah Zarah to shecht an animal? So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber distinguishes, according to the Gemara. If we're dealing with an animal which is chola, which is sick, namely, which is now or never, even going to shecht it now or it's going to die on me, so I'm not allowed to use the sakin of Avodah Zarah. Why? Because I'm not allowed to get hana from the sakin of Avodah Zarah. And here I'm getting hana. I'm turning this animal from potentially being worthless into being worth basar. But if I'm dealing with an animal which is bari, a good healthy animal, I'm allowed to use the sakin of Avodah Zarah. Why am I allowed to use second of Avodah Zarah on a healthy animal? Why am I allowed to use second of Avodah Zarah on a healthy animal? Because the animal is worth more alive than dead. When an animal is alive, it can breed, I can get blood from it, I can get yolk from it, I can use it for harisha. It has a lot of purposes. Dead, it's sirloin steak. I mean, that, you know, an animal is worth more alive than dead. And therefore, how do we do the process of shlita? It's a kilkul. So, I'm not allowed to get hanoah from a sakin of Avodah Zarah. But if I want to use it in the makalkil, no sweat, no problem. So the Taz says, just a minute. We normally don't get involved with hilkos of Avodah Zarah. We normally learn the set of Shabbos. Are you allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos? Of course not. What level of Isur is it? The Raisa, that's a malacha, right? Sir Lewis, it's a malacha, right? It's a malacha. Shochet is a malacha, the Raisa. How can Shochet be a malacha, the Raisa? I call him a kalplin, the turin. Every time you shecht an animal, you're making it worth less than it's worth when it's alive. What's going on over here? Why by Avodah Zarah do we say that shechting an animal is kilkul, and by Shabbos we say that shechting an animal kanereh is tikkun? So kanereh is clear that we have different standards of how do we define tikkun and kilkul in Shabbos, and how do we define tikkun and kilkul in the world of Avodah Zarah. So let's try and understand those standards, and then let's work them back into our Gemara. What is the standard of Avodah Zarah, which is really the standard of Kol HaTorah Kula? What's the standard of Kol HaTorah Kula in terms of what's kilkul and what's tikkun? No, you're Americans, you know what the standard is. What do you mean, level of hana'ah? Bottom line, right? I'm sure there must be hundreds of books that are called bottom line, right? Bottom line by Henry Ford, bottom line by Iacocca, whatever it is, right? Bottom line. The bottom line is, do I have over here a financial loss, or do I have over here a financial gain? If by checking an animal I have a financial loss, that's called a kilkul. That's a kilkul. That's the only thing we're looking at. And so what we do is we check out how much an animal is worth alive. So your sheep is worth alive $100. How much the meat of this sheep is worth? I say $75. So by my shechting the sheep, I have a $25 loss. That's called bottom line. That's called the kilkul. And therefore, when I have an isur hana, there's no problem of my shechting the sheep because basically I'm not getting hana. I'm being mekalkel. However, in Shabbat that I'm looking at, and Shabbos shechita is chayav. Why is shechita chayav on Shabbos? I, the bottom line is that, you know, is that it's a financial loss?
It's relative.
It's relative, meaning as long as there is something, there are two columns. There's a red column and a black column. The bottom line is either red or black. If the bottom line is red, that's kilkul b'kol HaTorah Kula. But as long as there is a black column, and I'm interested in the black column, even though that's not the bottom line, that's already considered to be tikkun in terms of Shabbos. Maleches machsheves. We're concerned with my machsheva. If I want meat, I'm hungry, I want meat. And so I go over to this bull that has been been plowing this field for years and years and years. But I'm hungry. And so I shecht the bull. I'm shechting it because I want the meat. That's a black line. Right? That's a line of profit. I'm getting profit, getting meat. I don't look at the bottom line. I look at the fact that the moment that there is a black line and I want it, that's already enough to be considered to be tikkun in the world of Shabbos. I have a different definition of Shabbos when they have b'chol ha'tzarot kula. Okay? Now let's move over to the world of bias b'sula. Person gets married. He has a wife. Right? This wife is worth more, she's hashuva, as a b'sula rather than a bu'ula. But what does he want from this woman? He wants to put her into a showcase. He wants to live with her as husband and wife. So in order to live with her with husband and wife, what does he have to do? There's a nice bia, and the bottom line of the nice bia is the Pesach who wrote it. He wants to be able to live with her without there being pain, without there being blood, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. So in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, is this a tikkun or a kilkul? The Pesach Utsarich in Hilchos Shabbos, is that a tikkun or a kilkul? It's a tikkun, right? It's a tikkun. Barer that she was worth more as a besula than a bu'ula. But so what? We're not concerned about that. The bottom line in Hilchos Shabbos, Nachas Nachshavas, as long as there is a tikkun involved, and there is a tikkun. There's a tikkun, as Rabbi Natan mentions, Hosi Adam Shal Yitzrach Pa'am Acheret Kishi Yiv'ol. According to Tosos, we would have a tikkun that there would be a Pesach Patuach that there wouldn't be any pain in the future. Right? That's a tikkun. So the moment you have a tikkun, that's chayav. That's what the Gemara says. Ilu Pesach, if he's miscavering for the Pesach, Ilu Pesach Utsarich Asir. That would be chayav in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. So the other word Asir would be chayav. That's what the Rashba says. Read the Rashba again. Afil kashitim salomer mekalkel who ate till Pesach, the same as the kol haTorah kula. That's mekalkel. Avol mikol makom lav mekalkel gomer hu. Avol yesh lo tikkun ksas shmutzarech lo umetaken who ate till bia. Then now the bia will be easier. V'kevan sheyesh lo tikkun ksas anaseis machshavto chayav. When yanshavas melechas machshavas asra Torah. And he brings everything we saw in Siman Yud. That there's a difference between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, we look at the fact that the Behemah B'chayeha, Tzvei Adifa, Kaino Legizos, Uavados, Uachelva, Ma'ashenken on Shabbos, is a Tikkun Tzatz. I want the meat. I'm Motzi Yitzah Me'Evir Menachai. That's all that I need in terms of Shabbos. So, Linyan Shabbos, Hashvina Le'Mataki, Mishmelechas Nachshabbos, Hashra Torah. That's when I want the Pesach. But now let's move down in the Gemara. According, when we're dealing with a situation where I want dam, but Pesach memeila ka'asi. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that's mutter. Davar shenam miskaven is mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, davar shenam miskaven is aser. But now let's think: do we have over here a tikkun, or do we have over here a kilkul? If we have over here a kilkul, what will this happen? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Be mutter. Why we mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because we have over here two drabanans. Not because we have over here two drabanans. Why we mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because I don't have a malechas machshavas. I only have a malechas machshavas if I have kavana for the Pesach. If I want the Pesach. The fact that the Pesach is going to come to Mela, the fact that the kavana is going to come to Mela, that's called the davar shenom miskaven. But on the other hand, it's still makalkel. In other words, the bottom line is that when can I view Hilchos Shabbos from the perspective of the fact that there's a black line there? That's if I want the black line. But if I don't want the black line, it's just coming to Mela, so then I look at the bottom line. And the bottom line is Kilkul, Kolam Akalkulim, Keturim. That will bring us to a level of Ptur, Hedger, etc. Namely, without getting involved in Vaitosas, do we have one Drabbanan, do we have two Drabbanan? Here we're dealing with the two extremes. Either I have Hedger, or I have chiyuv. If I'm interested in the tikkun, then I have chiyuv. If I'm not interested in the tikkun, it's just coming about mela, so I can't, that's not a din of machlachas machshavas. Then I have to look at the bottom line. The bottom line is kilkul. So the Gemara says, what's the bottom line by a besula? What's the bottom line of our basula? That's an open question. Is the bottom line by a basula that a ba'ula, that a basula is more chashuva than a ba'ula? Or is the bottom line by a basula yitachayin, that now it's, you know, it's that now via is easier? That the Gemara just leaves as an open question. However, that open question is only in the world of Darshan HaMitzkarvein. Because when we have the case of the Pesach Urotze, when we're dealing with a situation where the individual wants the Pesach, then you use the classic dinim of Shabbos. The classic dinim of Shabbos is that we have a different realm of Tikkun. The realm of Tikkun by Shabbos is defined by Malachas Machshavas by what he wants. Okay, Pashas, that's what the Rashba is telling us over here. Yeah?
That's the reason I answer. What financial loss would we have whether she's a basula or a
No, that's a question of objectively. Objectively, is this act considered to be an act of tikkun or an act of kilkul? The fact that previously there was no Pesach and now there is a Pesach. Objectively, is that considered to be a tikkun or a kilkul? Had it been a situation where it's not his wife, had it been shifcha, and someone was below the shifcha, and now the shifcha is no longer a basula, is that a tikkun or a kilkul? The person who's below the shifcha said, I did everyone a favor. Now this woman is more easier to be boel. And the Baal of the Shifu will claim, not the dog, that as long as she was a basula, she had more chashivas. That's an open question. That's what the Gemara is raising. Do we say that we have over here, Dintinsi Loma Kravyuda, Mekalka, who waits till Pesach, or Metakin, who waits till Pesach? That's an open question. How do we view this? Do we, in other words, that's an open question. The Gemara doesn't pass over here. It's not like the case by the Behema. By the Behema, Gemara Paskin, that the Behema is worth more, the Chayim, than the Mika. And Bechol HaTorah Kula, we have over here a Kilkul as opposed to a Tikkun. Here it's an open question. However, by the Behema, when you want the meat, then it's clearly a Tikkun. So over here, when he wants the Pesach, then it's clearly a Tikkun. When he doesn't want the Pesach, comes out of Mela, then you have an open question. Is this a Tikkun or a Kilkul? What you're raising is a question I really don't want to get involved in currently. I'll just mention what the Chakira is. When we speak about Tikkun and Kilkul, from which perspective? The perspective of the Chetza or the perspective of the Gavra? Namely, that from the perspective of the Niv'elet, let's assume that we have over here a Kilkul, that a Ba'ula is worth more than a Basula. From the perspective of the Bo'el, we have over here a Tikkun, that now the Ba'ula is easier than it had been previously for the future. So the question is exactly how, in other words, from what perspective do we view the world of B'chol HaTorah Kula, the world of Tikkun and the world of Kilkul?
I just understand why Rashi says that it's in terms of being a basula or a ba'ula. I mean, why? What's the natural meaning of whether at this in this case, whether if you look at the chetza,
do we have a used chetza? Do we have a new chetza? New chetza, many people will view as being worth more than a used chetza. On the other hand, other people would say, no, I'd rather have a used chetza than a new chetza. That's already that's an open question. Why doesn't get involved in over here? Which, in other words, Gemara just leaves it as an open question. But I'm just pointing out that this open question only comes in within Rabbi Yehuda. When it was a situation of a Pesach Hutzarech, there wasn't an open question. There the Gemara assumed that it was Tikkun. So according to Tosfos, no, the Gemara knew all along it could be Kilkul. But even if it's Kilkul, it's still Asur. It's still Asur Drabanan. Masha'en came later on, we moved it down to two Drabanan, that's where you move over into a Hetzer. And then you get all stuck with the questions. Is it really true that two drabbanim give you a hetzer? Maybe over here we toss another factor of mitzvah shiny, or maybe over here we have a bit of a tikkun, it's not a total kilkul. But within the Rashba, it's chalak chalak. That you have on when you have Pesach, it's a chiyuv, it's not a kilkul at all. That's matas nachsheves. You move davar shenem eskaven, then you can clear: is this a tikkun or a kilkul? Because here we're dealing with there's no matas nachsheves, there's no ratzon. There's nothing pushing you to the black line. Here we look at bottom line. I hear your question, but I'm just pointing out that these are the parameters that are within the Gemara. Yeah?
So is there my focus Rashba and Tosfos? According to Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda by Makako would say, is it Rabbanan? According to Rashba, Kilkul would be Mutter Lagamrin? Or even according to the Rashba, Kilkul alone isn't good enough?
The Gemara over here has a question as to whether Mahu Bibel the Tzvil of the Shabbos. Are you allowed? Is that we have over here a malacha, be it d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, we have over here a heter. That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's see, what malacha are you talking about? On the level of Pesach, let's divide it. If the Pesach utzarech, it's aser. Whether chayev or aser, it's unclear. That's the machlokes Tosfos and the Rashba. Okay, that's the machlokes, but it's aser. If l'dam utzarech, then the Gemara assumes shari. But it's the minute, it's only according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even l'dam utzarech should still be aser, at least d'rabbanan. Right? Because we pass in the Rabbi Yehuda, at least according to Tosfos, holds that Dovashin and Miskabin on Shabbos is aser d'rabbanan. And then the Gemara says, just a minute, but if it's kilkul, then we'd have, then it'd be mutar. So according to Tosfos, what do you mean if it's kilkul, it's mutar? Well, you take one drabana of Dabashan and Miskabin, another drabana of kilkul, you put them together, you get to a heter. According to the Rashba, it's no. The moment it's kilkul, it's mutar, because without the malachas machsheves, kol ha-makalkulim is basically mutar. Kol ha-makalkulim of being asa drabana, that's when you want to. Then you could speak about the fact, is it chayav, is it asa? If you don't want it, then you move over to a heter. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Not with them. Which Rashi are you reading? Isur, not to you. Isur. Not Machayev, Asur. Asur means Asur, it's Asur, not Machayev. Machayev means Daraisa. Asur can be Daraisa or Drabanan. Fine. Because Rashi's trying to help you read the Gemara. If you're learning Gemara with Rashi, so Rashi's making it easier for you. That at the moment that Ladamu Niskavin, then Velola Pesach, then just know that the Gemara is now going to take the next step and tell you that Pacholzot there is a Pesach Mamela, and then we move over into the Machokis, the Darshan Niskavin. He's a good teacher. Yes. From her being a Ba'ula.
Well, yeah, she's not losing
Right. Besides, so who, in other words, maybe she has cheshbonos, I don't know. In other words, that those are her cheshbonos, whether she wants to leave, she wants to stay. But objectively, we have a question, is this Mataki and is this Makalka? Yeah?
If the
Zerichtuba
comes with the masakis, like we see in the Makalka,
that's already a grumma. I don't know what that would be, a tikkun. The tikkun would be, I assume, that we're doing over here with something that would be a little closer to home rather than the fact that we have over here. She would win a certain award, I'm not sure if there's a putative. Okay. Anyway, that's all on the side of Lepesach Utzarech. And then the Gemara, that's on the side of Dam Nitki Pocket. Then with the Ika da Amre, then we move on to the other side. In Tinsi Lamar Dam Kidure Nefar, then we have to move our mindset. We're no longer talking about the world of Binyan, we're moving into the world of Chabura. So here we have a new factor. When we're doing the world of Chabura, so the Gemara is going to take the same sides again, Ladam Utsarif, Alanas Atma Utsarif, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, but not stop where it stopped, but continue one more step. As to whether we have a din of Mekalkel the Chabura being chayav, or as to whether we have a din of nakalkel the chabura being potter. Namely, we have a rule of Machlokes Machsheves. Machlokes Machsheves, he pointed out, we have an exception. They call them makalkelim shturim. Makalkel basically is a chisaron in Machlokes Machsheves. Comes along Rabbi Shimon and says that there is an exception to the rule, two exceptions to the rule. They call makalkelim shturim, chutz mikovel umavir. Kovil and Mavir, even though by their nature, the Cholera, we're dealing with a form of Kiyukul, it's a Malkina Malekas Kiyukul, the Cholz of the Torah was Nechayit. And so we have Xeras HaKosta for Mila, Xeras HaKosta for Sefas Paskohen, that we have over here Xeras HaKosta, that even though these are Kiyukulim, the Cholz of Yechayit, and so it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says no. When the Torah was Nechayit, Kovil and Mavir, it was only Mechayed in a Hechitinza where there would be a Tikkun. If someone saw burn down someone's house in Achinami, that would be Pater according to Rabbi Yehuda. Only if we have Mavir B'tzarach L'Ether, if we have Chovel B'tzarach Adam L'Kalbo, only when we have a Tikkun do you have a situation according to Rabbi Yehuda of Chovel and Mavir being Chayed. And therefore, with that moves over into another stage. That even if we're going to say that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to say that we have over here Makalkel, maybe because it's also to be Boel L'Chatzil on Shabbos, because maybe we pass like Rav Shimon, that Makalkel B'Chabur is Chayas. Okay? And the Gemara assumes that these two Machlokot, the Machlokot between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Dorashen HaMiskaveh, and the Machlokot between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Mekalkel L'Chabura are independent Machlokot, and therefore we can pass like Rabbi Yehuda in Machlokes A, pass like Rabbi Shimon in Machlokes B. It's not considered to be an inner stira. That's the shot in the Gemara. Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos, raises the issue of what does it imply when Rabbi Shimon says Mekalkel B'Chabura is Chayav? Does it mean that we have over here a Xeras HaKosuv, Mekalkel B'Chabura Chayav, a very, very local Xeras HaKosuv, or what other options does this raise? That maybe what doesn't apply to Chovel and to Mavir? Right. Maybe the whole Din Machlokes Machsheves doesn't apply to Chovel and to Mavir. And Mekalkel is simply the tip of the iceberg. And maybe the whole Din of Mekalkel doesn't apply. The whole Din of Machlokes Machsheves doesn't apply. What would push us in that direction to say that the whole din of Machlokes Machsheves doesn't apply to Chovel and to Mavir? So does of course the Gemara increases. What does the Gemara increases say? That according to Rabbi Shimon, not only is our Chovel and Mavir an exception in the world of Mekalkel according to Rabbi Shimon, but also in what realm? In terms of Nisasek. What's the common denominator between Nisasek and Mekalkel? They're both Machlokes Machsheves. So Kanered, if Rabbi Shimon is Mechayev Nisasek, and if he's Mechayev Mekalkel, in the world of Chovel and Mavir, he's not concerned with Machlokes Machsheves. So then what question does Tosfos raise? Maybe what else is also in Machlokes Machsheves? Dabrashen HaMiskaveh. Dabrashen HaMiskaveh is also a world within the world of Machlokes Machsheves. So maybe this should also be Chayev according to Rabbi Shimon. Let's go all the way. So Tosfos basically distinguishes between the world of Dorshin and Miskaveh on one hand, which he calls the Din Kol HaTorah Kula, as opposed to Mekalkel and Nisasek, which are Dinim within Melechas Machsheves. That's what Tosfos points out. So just over here, just to put the Tosfos in the proper context, Mekalkel is a Din Kol HaTorah Kula. That we saw, right? Wherever you have an Iser of Hana'ah, if you're Mekalkel, that's not Osir B'Hana'ah. However, as we pointed out, there is a unique din of Mekalkel in terms of Shabbos. And that's what we're talking about over here. So the din of Mekalkel within Shabbos can be viewed as Machlokes Machsheves. B. Misasek. There are two din of Misasek. That there is a Mishnah in Krisus over here on that Yutet, where the Mishnah in Krisus says, Asher Chotava, Prat the Misasek. There's a din of Misasek also, the Chol HaTorah Kula. However, Tosfos is correct, it's a din of Misasek which is unique to Shabbos. And here, let's just take a minute and give the parameters of these two din of Misasek. Let's start off from the top. We have a din of Mezid. Mezid is where a person has full intent to do a certain maase. There's yediya, there's kavana, there's a maase. Everything's on the table. There we have all of the chiyuvim of Misa and Malkos and Kares v'chulei v'chulei. Then we have a principle called Shogeg. What happens when we move down from Mezid to Shogeg? We move down to the level of a Korban Katas. The fact that a person being Korban Katas means that there's a certain degree of negligence, otherwise he needs a kapara. However, he's not viewed as a Rasha. He's gone down a stage. What's an example of Shogeg? Let's say in terms of Shabbos. What's an example of Shogeg in terms of Shabbos? Excuse me? Right, that you forgot today was Shabbos, and when you thought that the act that you were doing is mutter because you thought it was Friday, and you didn't realize it was Shabbos, or... Right. Name of the current denominator, both of these is? A chisaron of which idea? A lack of knowledge of Isa, right? That this person is not aware of the Isa. He's not aware of the Isa either because he's not aware that it's Shabbos, or he's not aware of the Isa because he's not aware that that this particular act is Isa. Okay, so it's a lack of knowledge of the Iser. That lack of knowledge of the Iser is considered to be a darga of Shia. What is the phrase in English? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So this is ignorance of the law, and he's not aware of the Iser. So it's no excuse, and therefore he goes down to being a case of Shogeg. And this is not only in Shabbos, the Chalat HaRakula. I have a piece of meat on the table and I think that it's shuman and I pick it up and I eat it, and in reality it's chelev. Then I'm called shogeg. And I bring a korban katas. I went into a restaurant assuming that there was a tuda and I ate there, and it turned out there was no tuda in the restaurant. So I was shogeg. I was unaware of the fact that I was eating Iser. I thought I was eating heter. That's shogeg. Yes, that's what we call Omer Mutar. Omer Mutar, namely that I was told, the rabbi told me it was Mutar, the Tuda told me it was Mutar. So we pass into Omer Mutar is also Shogeg. I should know better than trust the rabbi. I should know better than to trust the Tuda. I should ask questions, you know, what kind of business is this? If in the drugstore, the drug that he told me, this is a good antibiotic for you. I said, I trust the drug, it's like, well, a doctor. Over here also, I mean, so there's a... Okay, so anyway, that's Shogeg. So we have Asher Chotaba Pratul Misasek. Where do we move when we move down to Misasek? Misasek is Mutter. Misasek is Mutter. There's no Korban. You go down to a level where there's no Korban. Let me give you a case of Misasek, and then I want you to define to me what's in between Misasek and Shogeg. Let's say that I had two pieces of meat on the table. On the right side of my plate, I like to walk a very thin line. On the right side of my plate, I have shuman, and on the left side of my plate, I have chelev. And I put my hand down to pick up the shuman. And then someone says, hey, you have a phone call, and I put down my hand as I'm turning my head, and I pick up the chelev, and I eat it. That's called misasek, and there's no korban. What's the difference between misasek and shogeg?
You knew there was iser, and yet you still didn't want to do it with it. I mean, you're aware of the iser, you're aware that the iser, you're aware that the iser is aser, but you didn't want to do the action.
So the last few words, right? That it's not over here a toas in the world of iser the heter, it's a toas in the world of maaser. I did not intend to do the act. That is a din b'chala Torah kula. It applies to picking up chela. It applies to the world of retzach. It applies to the world of any avera, any one of shasa avera. You come up with an ukimta of misasek. I didn't want that act. I didn't want to pick up the chayiv. I didn't want to pick up the chayiv. I want to pick up the shuma. No. If I have one piece in front of me, and I think it's shuma, and it's really chayiv, and I pick it up, that's not a tolus in the act. That's a tolus in the realm of yisur v'heter. Over here, I have a tolus in the act. Let's move this case over to Hilchos Shabbos. I have in front of me two watermelons. One of them is attached by a vine to the ground, and the other is simply sitting on the ground. I intend to lift the watermelon which is sitting on the ground, and I accidentally lift the watermelon which is attached to the ground. Is that shogeg or misasik? That's misasik. I intended to do an act of harama, and I did an act of kotzer. Those are two different acts. I intended to do act A, and I accidentally did act B. But the two different acts, the moment I have it told us in the act, that's a din of misasik. Then we have a unique halach, no din of kol ha-tarakuma. It has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos per se. And therefore, such a misasik in the world of Chovel and in the world of Mavir would be chayav even according to Rabbi Shimon. However, what Tosis is saying is we have a unique misasik in Hilchos Shabbos. If let's say over there are two switches on the wall. One of them turns on the two batteries of lights in the front, and the other one turns on the two batteries of light in the back of the room. I want to turn on Shabbos the lights in the front of the room. And I accidentally press the wrong button. I press the back button rather than the front button, and the lights go on in the back of the room. We have a Xeras HaKosuv called Melechas Machsheves that I'm not going to be chayav on Shabbos. B'chol HaTorah Kula, if I want to shoot, you know, the fellow standing on the right side of the room, and I shoot the fellow on the left side of the room, that's not Pater. I want to do Easter A and I do Easter B, that's not Pater B'chol HaTorah Kula. It's only when I want to do Heter and I do Easter, that's going to B'chol HaTorah Kula. On Shabbos, we have a unique halacha, Machsheves Machsheves, that if I want to do Easter A, and I do Easter B, I want to pick up watermelon A, pull that out of the ground. And accidentally I pick up watermelon B and pull that out of the ground. That is a unique din of misasik on Shabbos. That's what Tosas points out, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ha'u'u mekalkul b'chabur rechayev, misasik nami chayev. On that level, since we have a tour of Melachas Machsheves, since Melachas Machsheves is suspended in the world of Kovel and Mavir, not only is it suspended in the world of Mekalkil, it's also suspended in this unique world of Misasek. However, where is it not suspended? In the world of Davar Sheino Miskaven. Why would it not be suspended in the world of Davar Sheino Miskaven? Because we're going beyond Melachas Machsheves. The Davar Sheino Miskaven, according to Rabbi Shimon, is a Heter B'chol HaTorah Kula. Again, either according to the Heter B'chol HaTorah Kula, a lack of Kavana, a lack of Idea, it's a whole different realm. It's a different realm. Yes? We pointed out that according to Tosfos there is a din of sikreisha b'chol haTorah Kula, Pashtus, yes. However, the nichole and non-nichole, that could be unique to Shabbos. That's what we spoke about in terms of replying. Depends what the chisaron is. If the chisaron is one of Yedia, so the sikreisha can substitute for Yedia. And that would be din b'chol haTorah Kula. But on Shabbos, aside from Yedia, we also have a concept of Ratzon. And that's where the nichle, lo nichle comes in within the world of Shabbos. Not within Hilchos Shabbos, just mentioning it over here as well. What question could you raise over here that sort of like tells us open a Pandora's box? Do we have any other dinim that we've already seen over here on the Hayam Adays and Baba Mar Aleph that the Korah would be considered to be dinim of Melechus Machsheves? You know, Tosis deals with Mekalkel and he deals with Misasek. He brings the Misasek from left field. We weren't dealing with it. We weren't pleased to bring the Misasek. Davar Sheino Miskaven, Tosis says that's a different world. But are those the only concepts we've discussed? What did we discuss on last year? Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Namely, according to what we're saying over here, maybe Malacha Shem Tzivchul Agufa should not apply to Chofel and Mavir, and then we have, then the whole thing just hits the ceiling, right? We had a whole Tosas trying to explain how Sarach the Klavim is Malacha Shem Tzivchul Agufa, by Metzitza, how it's Malacha Shem Tzivchul Agufa, by Bula, what kind of Tzivchul Agufa do you need, Rabbi Notan and Uri, etc. They're all assuming that we have a Din of Malacha Shem Tzivchul Agufa in the world of Chofel. And Tosfos over here is saying Malchus Nachshon doesn't apply to the world of Chofel. This is a real question. This is a real problem. Tosfos over here doesn't mention it all, but we mentioned it when we were in Malacha Shein Tzrichul Agufa. We brought this up, and we pointed out that there are Tosfos that leave this whole problem as a big tzarech iyun, unless we're going to come on to, for those who are not on Shabbos, to our wild card. What is our wild card? Dubya the Mishkan. And maybe Malacha Shein Tzrichul Agufa is not a din Malacha Nachshavas, it's a din of Dubya the Mishkan. And now we're sitting with Tosfos and Afsani Dalar and Maralar. You need the goof that was done in the Mishkan. You need the topless of the Mishkan. Not Mitzad Malacha Nachshavas, but Mitzad Dubya the Mishkan. What is the din of Dubya the Mishkan? So even in Chovel and Nadir, you would still need Dubya the Mishkan. So simply for our purposes, right, just to get through the sugya over here, let's assume that Mekalkel is a din of Malachas Machshavas. Misasek is a din of Malachas Machshavas. Zohar Shem Miskavin is a din of Kola Torah Kula. Malachas Shem Tzichol Gufa is a din of Sugya the Mishkan. Then we can work our way through the Sugya without getting caught in unnecessary mess. If you're going to learn other than that, then you can open up all the various acronym and you can read and see how they do it. But we can, you know, let's assume that this was the picture of the sugya going to Tosfos, when we were going to Lachos Shabbos, I think I mentioned to you that the one who brings into the Mishkan is after Rav Yaakov Melisa, is in the Baal Nasi, which has a sefer called Beis Yaakov, on our sugya. On the sugya, brings into the Mishkan in order to be able to deal with this, and that's the way he works it back into Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Daled. Okay, that's pretty much what we have over here in terms of these few lines of the Gemara. Yes? Yeah, it was tricky. Yeah. Yes. I wanted to give a hefty timsa where there would be a question in the act rather than in the question in terms of the act rather than a question within the knowledge of Easter Beheter. When it's a question of Tos in the act, that's misasik. There is an open question that you should be aware of. If a person walks into a bathroom on Shabbos out of habit, hits the light switch, how do we view that in halacha? Is that shogeg or is that misasik? For the psychologists among you. Okay, so you do something out of habit. You're right. I'm conceptualizing. You do something out of habit. Is that shogeg or misasik? On one hand, you could say to him when he walks into the bathroom, he's not aware of Shabbos. Right? On the other hand, he could be very aware of Shabbos, wearing a suit, etc. But he's not aware of what his hand is doing. His hand is doing something without his really. It's not a sort of a conscious act. It's sort of a right. So that's an open question. That's, you know, it's weird whether we view that not cognizant of what he is doing. Right? Is it a lack of cognizance in the he, in terms of it's not being aware of Shabbos or the implications of what he's doing, or simply not being aware of the doing of the act? That's the machlokes between psychologists, between Skinner and I forget who the other one was. How do we view this case? Okay, Skinner and Pavlov. Okay, this machlokes. How exactly do we view such an act in terms of halacha that has nafkaminas? Would you, I mean, do you have to mark this down on your little pinkas for how many karbonot chatos are going to be chayav when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? Okay, we'll stop over here. What I'd like you to see for next time is the Tosfos on the Bava Medal. I'm going to see the sugi, of course. Learn the sugi through the top of the Bava Medal. And basically, we'll work our way through the Tosfos Muskaraisa de Nezaisa. And here you have everything coming together. You have a little bit of Misasek and a little bit of Zavashena Miskaden and a little bit of Maleches Libun and a little bit of Sekita. And everything comes together. So if you want to, you look around. Rebbe Chanan has two nice pieces, like two little nice pieces that are very, very basic. I mean, I don't think it'll be mechadish anything to you at this point. I think you know it all, but we can go through that. If it's that hard for you, you'll see how it goes, and we'll continue into the beginning of the sugya of Kriyat Shema as well. But if you get this to the sugya of Kriyat Shema, name at the top of the Vava Mendez, so you should see the sugya in second parak of Sukkah on Daf Kaf Hey Amad Aleph. Is that where it is? Kafei, Amad Aleph. The sugya over there of also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah, which our Gemara is brought in, and there's we'll bring in also over there. We'll go back to Yilchos Aveilus in terms of Tirza. So we should. I mean, again, minimally, I hope that we'll finish the above Amad Aleph. But if we can get a little further, we'll try and get a little further. Just, is this schedule better for you to have shiur on Sundays at 11:30 rather than at 9? For who is it better? Okay, so we'll continue. We'll start with Kavua then. Sunday 11:30, and Yitzhak Shem Wednesday at 9. Okay.